nobody.
No.
And I said to him, don't you dare,
step
sir.
Step off.
Yeah. Oh, the show.
Oh, hello.
Hey. Welcome. We're so glad to be here.
Where are we? The
broadcast. Thank you. We're thrilled. So good to be back.
Oh, we are delighted to be here.
It's been a minute.
As your hostesses.
Yeah.
With the mostesses for, let's do that again.
The broadcast. I am Ann Filson.
And I am Nancy Filson.
And together we are the famous Filson sisters. Woo! You probably think you're hearing double. And of course you are. We are a sister act.
A dynamic duo.
Identical twin sisters.
Since birth.
And you know, truly, and this is true, half the time people can't tell us apart.
We had so much fun.
And we love it. And we have loved it from the day we were born. We have a ball with it.
Look, Filson sisters.
Yeah.
If you think our name sounds familiar, well, we are. We are those Filsons of the Filson family.
Filbert fortune. Of Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
It's a fortune built on what?
Nuts. The Filbert.
Our nuts.
We're not rich.
We are a rich couple of nuts. Hey, you know who's a nut?
You. You are a nut.
God. We're a pair of nuts. That's what I think you would say. God, I love this girl. Am I the luckiest?
Oh, no. I am the luckiest.
Our father, Phil Filson, God rest his soul.
May he rest in peace.
He would say, my beautiful, identical twin daughters, don't rest your nuts.
No.
Go out there. Make a difference in the world.
Do something with your lives.
Huh?
You
here
know,
we are.
You're an heiress. It doesn't mean you sit on your nuts and do nothing with your life.
Don't sit on your heiress.
Be somebody. Because there are heiresses who do nothing. Nothing but reality TV. But that's not us. And it never has been, I'm glad to say. Listen, here we are on Vashon Island. For those of you listening out in the great big world, in the beautiful, beautiful world, Vashon Island is a tiny little island.
Oh, it's adorable.
It's very small.
It's about the size of my shoe closet.
Yeah, and it is bucolic.
It's a good word for it.
It is Green Acres-esque.
A lot of trees.
Yeah,
and
trees.
And Subarus.
And fields and goats. And
so much green.
It's stunning to me that people live here, but they do. And so here we are. Here we are.
Look it. Where are we again? I want to say we're at the Voice of Vashon.
Thank you.
KVSH 101.9 streaming live at voiceofvashon.org. You know it's serious business if it's an org.
And it is.
The dot biz. We talked about this in our last
dot
show.
Dot biz? Give me a break.
Fly by night.
No, thank
I don't
you.
Trust the dot biz.
Dot co?
Oh, come on.
Who are you kidding? Who are you kidding? Anyway. Get out of your mother's basement. Get a real job. Listen, as always, of course, we have a fabulous guest with us here today on the broadcast.
A good one.
We're going to introduce it very soon. Our topic today, living the high life through hair. Hair. What does it mean?
What does it
Stay
mean?
Stay tuned. You're going to find out and you're going to meet our beautiful guest. But first, what are we wearing
what
today?
What are we wearing? I love saying that.
You love to say it. Yeah. To me, makes no sense. Tell me. Beautiful, Nance. You look so pretty today.
So pretty?
Oh, so pretty.
Hey, when your identical twin sister said you look good, you know you look good.
You know it's true.
Yeah. It's true. We're both very, very, very good looking.
Very
but
good looking.
But for all of you just listening, we're going to have to sort of describe.
Okay.
We're going to have to create a mental picture for you with words.
Yeah.
How fantastic we look.
Well,
this is
today,
usually where I turn it over to my sister.
Because I love to talk.
Yeah, she likes to describe
this.
What we're both wearing. Go ahead. Take a start with me first.
Okay. I would like to say that what she is wearing today, it's like a brilliant purple. Like, you know the purple of that character from the McDonald's thing, the Grimace? That very brilliant purple. That is the color of her dress.
I don't want people to
dress.
Grimace when they look at my dress,
and they shouldn't, and they won't.
No. Grin, not grimace.
It's a tunic of sorts. The top is a beautiful, delicate lace with a Nehru collar. And beautiful, beautiful
you
rhinestone
got it right
beading.
So far. Mm-hmm.
And then the slits go all the way up past the natural
so
waist
slitted.
To the very bottom of the brassiere. With it, she has on, so, you know, tucking out of the sides, these high slits. She has beautiful velvet leggings.
Oh.
And some
I just got a
pretty
cramp.
Sequined flats in silver. You look stunning. I'll post pictures right now.
On to you
Do
next.
Look. Thank you. Tell me, what am I wearing?
You are also wearing a brilliant purple.
It's a day for purple.
It's you got
we'll
some beautiful a rhinestone combination
Thank
that
you.
Is absolutely stunning.
Isn't it pretty?
And I think I can see my lipstick in it. It's very reflective.
Yes, it is. It's like you a disco ball, like a living disco ball.
And a deeper purple, a lighter purple over a purple, and it has its own jacket. Today I said
Thank
it's
you.
A little chilly here on Vashon when we got off the jet.
Yep.
I said, Do you want a jacket? You want to throw?
I said, my dress
she said,
has
Look
one.
Look at this dress. It has its own.
Yeah.
And I adore that about it.
Yeah.
because it all just sort of ties in together.
Thank you for saying that.
You have like a breathable but slightly flammable fabric on. Which
well, I feel
I love
like
you
that.
For.
What it does is it covers all your bases. You see, you know.
Gold.
Look at me, I'm futzing over here with our Instagram.
All right. Yeah,
because I'm putting a link
phone.
On.
You're like the kids.
Anybody who wants to stream this right now. If you're listening, you've already done it. Go look at Instagram. Our pictures are up of what we're wearing today.
Islands
and you'll get
in
a sneak
stream.
Peek on
All right.
our beautiful guest.
Enough about
we'll
us.
Introduce us.
We want to say hello.
Hello.
You're not Susan.
No. Who's our engineer today?
Choo-choo. This is engineer Chris Austin.
Chris Austin, hello.
Oh, he's just going to do
oh,
it.
Oh, he's
right.
silent. That's cute.
That's cool.
That's okay.
Good.
Speak
we can
when
move
spoken
on.
To. That's how we like them.
I would like to thank our brand new sponsor.
Please do.
Double D's.
Love it.
Two of our favorites, Dolly Parton and Dolly Madison. Have partnered. Are they brilliant?
Yeah.
Moist and robust and brimming for the top with deliciousness. Dolly Parton Madison snack cakes are more than just a mouthful.
Yeah.
They'll make your luncheon memorable, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Be sure to try the new filbert-filled coffee cake for brunch and beyond. Nothing could be nuttier.
No.
Want to be the life of the party? Bring your double D's.
I love those snack cakes.
Oh, you know what that means.
It's time to introduce our guests.
In the future,
what is this? What is this?
Oh, just go with it, sister.
Oh, boy.
If you got your Spanx on, just let it
oh,
out. Come
boy.
On. Oh, my.
All right. All
rocking.
Right. Turn it off. That's enough.
She's had enough. We have us with here today, Deborah Dutel, Dogtel, hairdresser to the stars,
oh,
purveyor
boy.
Of posh at the fabulous new salon, The Hive,
Five.
Right here on Vashon at The Village. I know that's a lot to say. It takes a village to tame the tresses of these island folk.
Mm.
And Deborah Dautel does it in style. Say hello, Deborah.
Hello.
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 Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you for having me.
She's lovely.
We're so
She's
thrilled
so
you're
cool.
here with us today.
You actually are not wash and wear. I love it.
Not at all.
We don't even have to wear
I
it again,
not
honey.
Not at all.
One off. Wash and throw. Wait, wear and throw. Leave it
wear
on someone's
set.
Living room floor. I don't care.
There's a delightful rumor going around that at one point you had an apostrophe in your name like so many of the greats. Terrence Trent D'Arby, Beverly D'Angelo,
Gerard
Depardieu. But then now maybe you've dropped the apostrophe.
No,
is it true?
I still have it.
Oh, thank God. I feel better.
It's okay.
Better. So tell me about the apostrophe. What's it about?
It just means from somewhere.
Oh, from somewhere.
I love that.
So,
like,
it's like wearing your name tag on the outside.
Of Artel.
And where's Artel?
Good question.
Who knows?
God knows.
Good question.
Who knows? But you know what? I bet it's fabulous if you came from
you
there.
I think you should start going by Nancy de Fort Lauderdale. It's a mouthful, but
Anne
I like it.
De Fort Lauderdale.
I love it.
I don't know. Deborah Dautel sounds so
fancy.
Much better.
The apostrophe is fancy.
You know what's fancy is an what? Umlaut also. But that would be a lot to ask you to throw
in
that in there.
You have those.
Another?
A child. Has
your
my
child
daughter,
has an umlaut.
Zoe, yeah.
Oh, I'm so, you know that. I have a doctor. You can have that taken care of. That's terrible.
Anywho, we're delighted to have you as our
Thank
guest
you.
Today, Deborah. You are a hairdresser in Beverly Hills. From Beverly Hills to the Beverly Hillbillies. Yes?
What happened?
Why? Why you do this?
Why both? Well, I mean, when I lived in LA full time, I lived in Topanga Canyon, which mm-hmm. was very much like Vashon. So it's a nice balance between, you know, the hustle and bustle of working all the time and being in the city and then having the peace and quiet and serenity of the country. So I like the contrast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like that about you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see the shadow side and the light side of yourself.
Yeah, I can.
If you say so.
Look at those
But
both.
You still go back there for the
I
other,
do.
For the dark side,
I
let's
do.
Say.
I do.
Just gonna say
and
it.
I brought music from LA.
Oh,
just
oh
to
I'm
good.
Very excited about this. Did you like our EDM Death Machine
I
choice
like
for you?
I, like
I knew
that.
It. I know this girl.
It's terrible.
My sister's, I see her fillings were just like sort of just shaking off of the back of her head. All right.
Tell us about some of the celebrities
know,
you do.
I'm dying to know.
So I've...
And don't worry, nobody listens to this.
Honest to God. In fact, we'll prove it. If you're listening to the show right now, please go onto Facebook or Instagram to the famous Filson sisters and tell us you're listening. And I bet nobody
or
does.
Email
so
us.
Safe.
Yeah, oh, that's
yeah, or email us.
At TITS.
At famousfilsonsisters.com.
It's very memorable. Back to you, Deborah.
Okay.
My God.
So my favorite, I think, person that I've enjoyed working with is Bjork. She was always my favorite.
We just got back from Iceland.
Oh,
she's my
that.
Favorite.
Oh, she's quirky.
She's quirky and she's a little bit last minute. So you
oh,
have to kind
oh,
of
yeah.
you know,
open it
get
up.
Over to the Chateau Marmont.
Are you kidding? You just rush over to the Chateau Marmont and do her hair up.
Yep, that's cut, her favorite.
Cut and color or updos? What do you do for
cut for and color? Yeah.
What does she wear on this face?
She likes extensions.
Oh, I like extensions.
I do too, but I don't wear it in my hair.
Not in the hair. Just never in the hair. That's
is she
fun.
Fabulous? Is she chatty? Is she quiet? Does she take a snooze in the chair? Is she a magazine reader? A shoegazer?
She likes to let you listen to the music that she's recording. She had like a cello player play and recorded one of the days that I was there. And so she likes to share and go, ooh, look what I did today.
Is that what her voice sounds like?
It's very fairy-like.
Yes.
Definitely fairy-like. So she's been blessed to
We really should get her to Vashon.
We should get her out here.
She's pretty sweet. So she's my favorite. And the other one would be Danny Elfman.
I love Danny Elfman.
Married to
Danny Jenna Elfman. Who's right. fun. Danny, what's he like?
He's good at making cappuccinos.
And I like that he services you.
He likes his frother like machine. Yeah, because I lived in Topanga when I used to do his hair more often. And he would like make sure that I had a coffee to go home over the can.
So it's very thoughtful. Gentleman.
Very thoughtful. Doesn't sound like these people are divas at all.
No, I was lucky.
Very lucky.
I lucked out to have people that were really
and
wonderful.
They trust you,
right? To go to their
house, obviously very
to,
good.
To be with them and their
gossip
sacred
with
spirit.
Them later about them later in the broadcast.
When Danny goes and makes you a cappuccino, do you like open the medicine cabinet? You know,
just snoop around, poke around.
That.
Well, you don't really have to. He kind of would let you walk around, and right when I first did his hair, he made sure I match the color of his hair from when he was young, so I got to see all his photos of my look like this.
We're all still young on up here,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm gesturing, of course, to my décolletage. No, to our hair.
And he admits he's
we have choices.
That was fun. He admitted that he was.
Well,
vain.
I like that honesty. Yeah. It's refreshing.
Do you try to like make this? You know the duration of your interaction with these stars just a little bit longer. I mean, Danny Elfman, he probably doesn't have any of these wild locks. You know,
no, it's a quick cut.
It's just, you're just doing a little tiny
show. And I colored his hair, too, which he never wanted anybody to know.
But still, you're probably taking your time.
I've done his hair in a bathroom, and at one point he was like, I'll rinse it in the toilet. I was like, no.
Excuse me?
No. We were really doing that.
Down to earth.
We had to get his head like underneath the sink.
How European.
He was recording.
This feels like an emergency cut color.
It was when we locked the door. Nobody knew that he was getting his hair colored. It was pretty funny.
He comes out looking fresh.
I know.
A lot of things like that in LA, though. You walk into the bathroom, you come out looking a little bit fresher.
You never know.
Yeah.
Anywho, I want to talk about The Hive. We love the name The Hive.
Oh, so
we love it. How did you come up with it? Tell me about the concept. It's fabulous.
I look at it as where women gather, and my name, Deborah, means the bee.
So, well, there we go.
More meanings than we
bees
even know.
Bees from the hotel.
Exactly. So I just see it as a wonderful place to highlight women. So women artists, women singers. So we had Saint Ophelia come and sing.
I love Saint Ophelia.
Beautiful
voice.
It was beautiful to hear them in the courtyard. It was really special.
Oh, you've got that great
courtyard. She's at the village.
The village. But not the village green.
Yeah. Exactly.
No. Very different.
Vashon, very different. Creative. Come on.
You know, speaking of creative, we came up with a few salon names of our own. We love doing
this.
We travel a lot. We have to stay busy.
You know, and Nance in particular. Oh, she is just so funny with the puns. So we came up with a few. Tell us what you think of these. Okay. Okay, wrote this down. From Hair to Eternity.
How about this one? Curl Up and Die. Die.
That's funny.
That's good. She's
Tressed Up. Isn't that fun?
That's
and
great.
This is my personal favorite, Headmistress.
Ooh,
I know.
That's like a Coleman
blow. So many
blow.
Meanings. Yeah.
Yeah, that Coleman.
I'm sorry, I had to say Blood, Sweat, and Shears.
That's a good one.
I know, it's alarming though.
But it's fun.
But it's fun.
Calm as you are.
This one's very romantic.
I should have called you when I was
looking for
names.
Well, next time, you know.
We have too many. I got to say, because here's one. The Last Tangle in Paris.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite.
Very thematic.
I have to tell you, we told Jeff, our assistant.
It's
when you
spelled
told him that one,
G-E-O-F-F, by the
he's
way,
he's a
Deborah.
Millennial.
It's a homosexual
He
spelling.
Died laughing at that one, but he didn't know what it meant. He said, I don't get it. But he loved it.
He did love it.
It was fun.
He's bald. That's probably why. Anyway, hair is a very very personal thing.
Oh, I'd say.
Which is why these people trust you with everything, because when the hair looks good,
yeah, it's your brand.
You feel good.
It's your personal
people
brand.
People will go to great lengths.
Absolutely.
To have a good, and that is a good, another good salon name. Great lengths.
Anyway, that's very good.
I could
good.
Do great that all day. Anyways. Some people work really, really hard to make it look messy, you know,
yeah.
like that.
JBF.
Some people
just
like,
woke up.
Just woke up? JBF?
Well, the JBF stands for something different.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh,
I don't
yeah.
think I can
like
say
like you've
it
been on
the
casting couch with Warren Beatty. And believe me,
yes.
I didn't look like this when I was done. You know what I mean.
What a fun, good friend. He's a good friend.
Or maybe a little game of sweaty twister with George Clooney.
Yes.
But, you know, some people do that. Like, they have it, so it's just like the messy look.
The messy look. All,
but, they spent 2 hours getting it that way.
Oh, and then some. What do you do? I hate to ask it, and yet I have to. My sister and I have been discussing this all day.
It's disgusting.
What do you do with the bits, you know, the extras, the hair on the ground?
The extra hair that the people don't
want. The cast-offs, the ones that didn't make it. Do you make Victorian hair jewelry, which I know was very big in it at the time? Felt, is it for weaving? This is the thing I know. It's a Vachon, and nobody throws a damn thing
reuse,
away.
Reuse, recycle,
reduce, repulsive.
I'm
so,
over it.
It's pretty interesting. I have a vacuum that sucks the hair up.
Okay.
So when you're done with it, it's a big lump.
Like a brick.
It's like a brick. It's really interesting. And of course, someone on Vachon saw that and thought it would be something would have to be made out of it.
So they take it.
You didn't
They
though.
Didn't. They didn't know.
No. Oh, but they wanted
but
to.
But I was like, DNA sculpture. It's like, you know, it's like, it was all different shades
like
and it looked like the Grand Canyon.
Maybe they could like.
With all the different colors.
The strata. They could stuff the breastfeeding pillows with it.
Yeah. I don't know. It looked very sculptural. So we were trying you know, for a minute, we all were like, what can we make out of it? No.
God,
what about some like plexiglass pillows?
Yeah.
In town, filled
with
the hair of Vachon.
There is something. There is something intriguing about it.
Especially
much
if you
like,
saw it. It looks really interesting.
Yeah, MoMA's calling right now.
People love a cause. They like, you know, here on Vachon, they're always trying to make
a
it
cause.
Make it better
sure,
with something.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, there's something someone
improve
doesn't
things.
Want. They sign their emails with the LOL locks of love all the time.
Is that what LOL stands for?
Sure, it's got a
locks of love.
I'm pretty sure.
Do a lot of people come into your salon? I wonder about this because I see on Vachon a lot of people wear hats.
Oh, dirty with hair.
So
in
do
the
they pay for a beautiful haircut and then they put on a stocking cap or a baseball cap. They're not playing baseball.
They're not even on a team. Does this drive you mad? And then the people with the little the jaunty sea skipper hats or the captains, they've never been on a boat in their life.
No. Other than a ferry
does
boat.
It drive you nuts? You work on it.
Well,
work
luckily
on it, and
it's
they just
winter.
It
that is when that happens.
Yeah.
It's been summer for a long period right now.
True.
So
true.
Nobody is putting a hat on.
Nobody's doing it.
Nope.
You see in LA, or do you, the that sort of stocking cap that's falling off the back of the head?
You know what that's
what
a, it's
is
like
that?
A burglar cap.
And it's just.
And how do they keep it on?
How do they
there?
Keep it on? It's like anti gravity. I don't understand it, and I see it in the hot
those
wet sometimes.
Girls, too, who are always blonde, they have the tousled thing.
Yeah.
And then they have the little burglar cap
falling off.
Right on the edge. Discuss. I don't get it.
The burglar.
We've been through a lot of fashion trends, believe me. We're like 103. But this,
I don't know.
We don't
that's very much a Seattle thing.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't see it in LA. It's 80 degrees down there. No one wears hats.
God
but
bless
still,
them.
I
like
see,
the winter
I see
happens one day. They're like,
and then they get the
let's,
hat.
Let's
like,
get
cute
a jacket
hat
on.
On.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's summer all the time.
I wouldn't mind seeing more church hats, you know? The big to-do hats that are a statement piece, but you don't see that much.
I do like.
You got to go to England.
I like the hat with, what are these called? The fascinators one, and it has a little bit of the pantyhose right here.
Oh, like the
netting.
The netting.
Love that.
Yeah,
very classy.
Elegant.
Yes. Also, if you've had a really wild night and you have like an eye drop on one side, you just cover it up. You're fine. Anyway, if you've been to the Hive, you don't need a hat, clearly.
No.
You don't.
Because you're
going
to look good.
A hat. Now, we mentioned Jeff,
G-E-O-F-F.
And he's a millennial. So he loves to Google. He knows all about things, you know. So he undercovered something that not only are you interested in art you created on heads, you also make music.
A music maker.
Yes. Oh, look at this. She just lit up.
I knew, you know what?
She lit right up.
Earlier when I put on the death machine, I look around the room and I see.
She's just loving it.
What's going to happen here?
Yeah.
Little Dartel over there.
So tell us about this. You make music.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I realized being Irish, I kind of figured it out. I'm like, why do I always write music to process everything? And it's an Irish thing.
It's a tradition.
It's a tradition. So I love to write poetry and I love to sing all the time and process how I'm feeling. So I got lost in Inglewood, New Jersey once.
Inglewood.
Who hasn't?
And I remember just singing over a graveyard because I was so nervous.
Yes.
I was lost.
You
without
yourself.
A cell phone. Without a cell phone.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. That was a long
without
time
people.
Ago.
Without people.
Without people, because in Inglewood, nobody walks around.
Sure.
So that's when I noticed. I'm like, oh, when you get scared or have a big feeling or just be bopping down the street, you know, yeah. I like to write. So
you
definitely.
Must be like half Irish because most other Irish would just drink it down, suppress.
Two ways you can go. Okay, and yeah. Sometimes you go both ways at the same time.
Well, sure.
Which is not bad
which
at
is
all.
Some great Irish singing happening. Yeah. And then that funny dance that they do mm-hmm. on one leg.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that guy's name? The Lord of the Dance.
Oh, he's got some great tights.
Is fantastic. We, not as a dancer.
Jeff, our assistant, G-E-O-F-F, told us that you like this. Okay, first of all.
EMT.
No, EKG. What nope. kind of what is this music called?
SNM.
What
is it?
EDM. That makes sense. Electronic dance music.
You is know that what it's called? Electronic yeah. dance.
It's kind
music.
Of the newfangled way of listening to music, where nobody plays an instrument.
You don't need
at
to.
All.
No. It's robot music.
I like EDM that has instruments.
I didn't know such
personally.
A thing existed.
Yes.
What kind does. Of instruments?
Violin, cellos,
no.
drums.
We like to hear this. We thought that no music was actually played with bare hands. No,
yeah,
seriously,
I honestly,
we thought it was like beep, beep, boop, all like yeah. control, beep, alt, yeah. delete, beeps and
synthesizers and
no.
real
if it's done well. It's
made with strings and wood.
You can't
and
go home with like a, you know, a laptop at the end of the night. Mm-hmm.
But you can go home with a DJ and I have.
Now, I went home with the same DJ and yeah. that was a good time.
Now, you brought us a song to listen to.
I didn't bring one of my own. No.
Oh, darn
it. Is that what you wanted?
Oh,
that
could have been fine. Is good.
But this is good. What did you bring for us?
Okay. So, you know, in the process of doing EDM and enjoying that, I've been, you know, in my trips to Los Angeles, there's been an underground jazz scene.
Ooh. Underground jazz
well, clearly,
scene.
That's yes. where they need to be. Yeah. Under the covers.
Under the covers. No, so if you saw La La Land, did you see La
I
La
saw
La
it.
La. So they tried to touch on the jazz scene that's yeah. been going on in Los Angeles.
Ah.
So the musicians, you know, they get together and if they come from out of town, they get together and they play and they've been playing at the piano bar, but then they went on tour and they connected with Miles Mosley. So Kamasi Washington is a sax player in Los Angeles and just created the West Coast Get Down. So
the West Coast Get Down.
I love the
so
name
they're
of
really
that.
Great.
I'm excited
and so
already.
He's collaborated with Miles Mosley. So the song that I brought, Fire, is this collaboration. And when you see them live, there's five background singers, there's an Ooh. Orchestra director.
Oh, music.
Yeah.
Real music.
20 probably yeah. people in the band.
A bunch of oh, Irish yeah. people getting together and emoting. Yeah,
exactly.
I love
I
this.
Am thrilled.
So
okay.
It's really fun to it's, you know, it's a blend of kind of the street plus jazz plus, you'll hear it.
Okay.
This is a good mash.
Let's cue up. Are we ready, Chris?
Hit
here we go.
Chris Olsen.
Fire.
Oh.
That's
excited
fun.
About this. No,
Sophie,
seriously.
I that totally caught me off guard. I didn't know such a thing existed. I'm very intrigued.
It takes a very lot intrigued. For me to say, this is new. I'm excited about it because we've done it all. We've heard
yeah.
it all. We've tasted it all.
It's still rock and roll to me, kind
this
of,
just,
you know?
This would be really too fun. Like, is this a sort of a soundtrack to your snipping when you're at the Hive?
Wow. Because
this is some really funky, fun music.
Well, that's so funny because when I'm actually working, I'm a addicted to Jesse Cook, which is
Jesse
a
Cook.
Spanish guitarist.
Oh. So many new things we are yeah. learning today. I'm so
I
happy we had Deborah Dartel.
Guitar.
I love a Spanish guitarist.
With ideas. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like vocals when I'm working.
Okay. Distracting. Right.
So
because you want to talk and
Bjork wants to focus on your work. She wants to pull up something.
Do people tell you the deep dark secrets like they do a bartender?
Yeah, same thing.
I mean,
right?
That's what you hear.
Same diff.
Yeah, I mean, I think we, you know, as we go on in life,
your thyroid, sister, you're alone.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
We go through phases, and I think that it's helpful to communicate kind of where everybody's at and have compassion for each other. So I think that's basically how people want to communicate, is just to feel like we're all in this together. And I feel Vashon has that great support, that we're all kind of going through life together, and it's wonderful to be supportive to each other.
I love that
well
philosophy.
And good. But what if they bring lice in the hive? It's like the state bird of Vashon. Oh, she's not so compassionate anymore. She's like, oh no, not in here. No,
over the bowl you go.
Into the toilet
bag on
bowl.
Your head. Well, Tamara, you have been an absolute delight. I wish you could stay all afternoon.
Oh no, is it all?
It's all time. Come on. Has to
you
go
haven't even done hot or not.
Five
That's
more minutes.
Oh, hot or not.
Should we do hot or not?
Five more minutes.
Okay, we're going to do a quick, it's a favorite segment. It's called Hot or Not. Okay, we're going to say a trend. You tell us if it's hot or not.
There's a musical cue because I know she loves music.
Okay. Deborah, the man bun.
Unfortunately, still.
Ugh. You know how we feel. Sister and I can't. Braids. Braids on boys.
No.
All right, thank you.
Clip on bangs. Did you see these? Have you seen the clip on bangs?
Yeah,
you don't like it.
No.
You know what? It's like a merkin for the forehead.
A forehead merkin.
Four merkin.
Yeah.
Dorothy Hamill?
Mm.
The Mark Hamill? Come on.
If you make it asymmetrical, I mean, I've been doing asymmetrical for so long, and it happened in the 80s, and it's happening everywhere.
It's really happening.
It's really everywhere.
Especially with short hair.
With short hair. What about the modern mullet? The momu.
You know,
like a Bowie style.
I feel like you got to be edgy to pull that off.
You've got to have a
John Cougar Mellencamp.
No. You have to have really straight hair to have mullet.
Inglewood, New Jersey.
Inglewood's in the house. Vidal Sassoon.
I love that wine.
Vidal Sassoon's great for this asymmetrical phenomenon that we're going on. You know, I'm Vidal Sassoon trained, and you need it for asymmetrical.
You need it.
Yeah.
Ogilvy Home Perm.
No.
She said no.
Gary Manuel, which is actually two men. Not a lot of people know that.
Two separate people.
I don't know. That used to be a thing in downtown Seattle.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's the odd thing about me. I'm not from Seattle.
I love that.
I do too. Okay, one final question. I think it's so important in this country, as divided as we are. Wigs.
Well, I'm glad we both agree about this, because we both know, my identical twin sister and I know that
always the debate.
There's a time and place for an Ava Gabor.
And there's also always a place where a Delta Burke is more appropriate. Right. Would you agree?
We don't need to be so wigs. Dogmatic or wigmatic. So
wigs are great.
So you go Delta or Ava, either way.
Yeah, I think wigs are fabulous.
What a great way to end this segment. Deborah Dartel.
You've been a delight.
And we didn't have the people.
Not enough time for you.
Not enough time for you.
Or with you. Or around you.
Stay tuned,
you.
Folks. The show's not over. Deborah has to go.
Deborah's over,
hands.
But we're not.
Goodbye, sweetheart.
Goodbye,
thank
honey.
You for joining
what
us.
What can we play? Oh, we'll play this beauty school dropout for you as you exit.
Take a cookie for the road. Well, she was wonderful.
She is wonderful. I've already forgotten her. No, I'm kidding.
So stylish.
We have to reboot. What are we going to do without our Deborah today?
I know. Okay, here's what I want to know. And this is true. This is what I want to know.
You know what? You should just serve me a drink.
Let's have a drink. What are we drinking today? You call Jim, Chris. I'm going to make a drink. Here we go. Okay, here's what we're drinking tonight. A little summer sipper. Look what I have. I have a bottle of Seattle Distilling Vashon Special Strawberry Vodka.
Oh, I hear they're wonderful.
I hear they make this with fresh, ripe Vashon strawberries and nothing else. Vodka that they make from... Oh, smell this.
Oh,
smell
I will.
It. Smells like a ripe
strawberry.
I'll take
it one step forward.
I mean,
nose to mouth.
Is that delightful?
Oh,
it smells
fantastic.
Just delightful. Give me a glass, sis. Okay.
Happily.
We've got a little bit of vodka of the strawberry persuasion.
Uh-huh.
We've got an
Makes
actual
your hair grow
strawberry.
Faster. Go visit the hive more often.
A little splash of lemonade.
Splash me. I love all you. Let's take
the. It's got a thingy. Take the thingy.
It has a prophylactic on the top.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Goodbye, Deborah. Goodbye, Deborah.
Little splash
this looks
of the lemonade.
Wonderful.
And then,
for the never-ending summer that Vishawn is enjoying.
It's a beautiful day today, once again. Mm. And then a little bit of sparkling lime.
Three-parter.
Hold on. There's another garnish. I've got one more thing to add to this glass. Grab a little ice. Grab a little ice.
Darling, I'm not even going to.
And then a little bit of basil.
The color is fantastic. She put it in my glass and it's insta-pink.
It's so pink. So pink and pretty. Okay. Yeah, take a basil leaf and.
Don't mind us while we have our cocktail
hour. Stick it right in your glass. Okay, here we go. Okay. Ooh. Oh, look at that pretty thing. I'm going to take a picture of it. Now, that is a cocktail that I can get behind.
Beautiful. What did you bring for us to just snack on?
Oh,
since our guest never took
it. I have chocolate dipped macaroons. Mm. Chris, chocolate dipped macaroon? No?
Oh, okay. Well, I guess it's just us. Like always.
Shoot yourself, as I say.
Fantastic.
All right.
The drink is wonderful.
I think we're ready for a segment. Calling Jim. Oh, there we go.
Where am I?
Ring, ring. Ring, ring. I love his intro music. Mm. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Jim.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello, Jim.
Can you start over? Who are you? Who are you entirely with the total?
Hi, this is, I don't know. I called me.
Hey, you answered the phone. Okay,
let's try this.
Come on, let's do this from the top.
Ring, 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 ring.
Vashon Chamber of Commerce. This is Jim.
Oh, hi, Jim.
That's my favorite part.
What a sweetheart.
Done and out.
I like to play the hits, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You do. So good to talk to you. We haven't heard your voice in ages.
I know. Where have you all been?
Oh, my God. Iceland.
Most recently.
Ugh. Anyway, it was freezing there. Go figure.
They named it right.
Jim, okay. You know, I realized we'd never actually met. Can you describe yourself?
I'm about 6'2", ruggedly handsome, no body fat,
trim,
so cute.
A dapper dresser?
Not a hair.
Not interested.
No, as somebody so rightly pointed out, that I'm a bit husky and middle-aged.
Middle-aged? There's nothing wrong with that.
You don't sound middle-aged at all.
No,
you sound like a young,
very youthful.
A youthful young spring chicken.
Full
to
of
me.
Pimples still. Just ready,
yes,
just waiting to be popped. All right, so
yeah,
Jim,
why? We
have a real issue. As always, we have a real issue. And you're the only one who can address
this
with
us.
Do you want to start, sister?
Okay. What can I help?
Are you sitting down?
We're mystified is what we are. We're not insulted so much as we're mystified, okay? So we sisters,
okay.
I think a lot of people know that we both own homes on the island. We vacation here occasionally. Well, we don't do it very often, but occasionally. And now listen, we were recently invited to an island soiree, a party. Okay? Now, the invitation itself came in the mail on paper,
boom,
which I thought.
Done. Classy.
Elegant.
Parcel post.
I said instantly, we're going. And it was monogrammed, stationery. I said, who are these people? They know how it's done.
It wasn't scented. And I tested that out.
Well, that's fine. But time and date were clearly indicated. Mm-hmm. And a dress code was declared. I believe it said.
Fancy.
Fun.
Just one word.
Fun.
It's kind of fun, isn't it?
And we did it because we do that.
We're
that's our specialty. So we're in. You know, we're both very well-dressed people.
Right.
But now here's the kicker. Dinner served at 8. Next line, dreaded words.
Potluck. Okay. Not as in, Jim, you hit the potluck when you got this invitation.
No.
As in, we're throwing a party. We expect you, our guest, to bring the food.
We nearly fainted.
I mean, it was horrific.
Boy, oh boy. And I'm going to tell you something. It went one step further. I'm not so shocked as I am disappointed. But the next line, the bottom line said, BYO plates, silverware, cup.
Yeah, the utensils.
What?
The utensils.
What?
The drinking glasses. I think they even said compostable toilet paper.
I'm dumbfounded. Is this something that people do? They say bring your own cutlery?
Well, I mean, we're disgusted and we're having our lawyers RSVP for us.
No,
but
thank you.
Is this a common thing on Vashon? Was someone pranking us? Were they pulling our well-heeled legs?
Could it be
a prank?
A prank.
This sounds so bizarre.
Was it a Renaissance fair you were being invited to?
Look, this, to me, it feels like modern-day begging disguised as like small-town hospitality.
Yeah.
Well, but, I mean, does this happen out here?
I have heard of people...
Jim!
But not for fancy dress stuff.
I mean, come
on. If someone's going to make me dress up, yeah. in like a tuxedo or a tie or something like that, then I'm not bringing food.
No.
And you know what? If you're
for sitting Shiva.
Thank you.
Oh, Shiva it is.
Thank you for saying that. That's a very nice touch.
But have you been? Have you been to these potluck parties?
No, not like that. I've been to casual parties where I brought food for other people.
But when
it's like when you call someone up and say we're having a dinner party.
Right.
Can I bring a salad?
And they say, yeah, bring something.
Bring the roast beef.
Bring some dessert.
Yeah.
Not bring a 4-course meal for 20.
No. That's too far. Taking it too far. I'm so glad we're in agreement.
It sounds like it's a thing, so which makes me even more worried. I feel like a property price has just dropped. Just knowing this happens out here.
It probably did. That probably affected your property more so than the chalk or the chalk paint on the road that are on potholes. I think that was probably one of the worst things that could happen to our property, and I think... Yeah, we're gonna have to cut some grades out of the school district because
look, we don't normally
going so low.
We don't normally actually let you speak, but did you know that our guest had to leave a half an hour early?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, we didn't tell her how long the show was.
I told her
and
she doesn't have a wristwatch.
She never listened.
We wanted
to
talk to her about like life in a small town and how she seems like she's very cosmopolitan. She doesn't have a watch.
Are you a cosmopolitan fella?
This is this early to bed, no strip club atmosphere out here on this little burg. It worries me. I mean, are there any bright lights, big city kind of people out here? They do the cocaine?
Yeah, but I think they do. They drive around and look for the worst pickup truck.
Those are the fancy people.
Your most cosmopolitan.
Those are the city folk.
Yeah, you know, it's a pickup truck that has the most patina, that's belching out blue smoke, and that guy or that woman probably just come from the opera over town.
Overtown. I hear this all the time. What is Overtown?
Overtown means you're going over the water to the town.
My God. You know, I always thought people were saying Overtown. Like, you know, like, well, there's like just a bunch of ladies. Like over.
Yeah.
Like the eggs.
No.
I really did.
So I know that Overtown is going to Seattle and going to... But what do they call... Overtown's going to Seattle and going to town is going into Vashon Town. But do you know what they call going to Tacoma?
What?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Oh my God. We've never been.
I don't know what's Tacoma.
I don't even know what Tacoma
is.
Isn't
that a type of
truck? It sounds like an Indian peyote ritual.
I think it's a Dodge truck.
What is it?
It's a place.
You guys fly. Do you fly into SeaTac or do you use a private jet?
No,
right
Boeing,
into Boeing,
Boeing,
Field.
Boeing, yeah. Boeing, and then we get into our limo, and then it's so fantastic. They just pull right to the front of the line,
that's
and people
nice.
The whole time are gesturing wildly and
that's like
yelling.
Waving.
And you know why?
I think
because
the goddamn Fab Four had arrived.
Because they're popular.
They're pictures
honking,
too, they?
Honking, yeah. taking yeah. pictures. Yeah,
they love us.
Yeah,
they love it when we pull right in front.
It is sweet that you guys do that. That you keep a spot open for visitors.
Anyway, I'm
going to
save for next time the Tacoma question and also where you can get some good cocaine out here. But for now, we're out. We'll call you next time. And thank you so much, Jim Marsha from Chamber.
What a sweetheart. Goodbye, doll.
Bye. Bye-bye.
He's cute.
Toodles.
I have a crush on him.
He said he's cute. He described himself as cute.
As tall.
Yes, 6 foot
lean,
2 with all the hair.
Full head of hair. But he also said he was middle-aged and husky. Now, I love husky. The word, you know? It's
I do,
fun.
Too.
It's a bit of a throwback.
You can even say husky when you say it. You can even drop it down. Oh, what are you doing
I
over
have
there?
To change chairs.
Scrapping on your body.
I was sitting in this little wooden stool. And my tushy needs a little cushy.
Are you sitting down? Because I do have bad news.
Uh-oh.
Can we hit with the news in the news today?
Uh-oh, what's in the news? Oh, there's always bad news.
You know what? It's only bad news lately. That's the thing. All right.
What do you got
Are you
for
ready
me?
For this?
I hope it's not the worst.
It is bad.
What's up?
Tom Petty passed away today.
What?
Today.
Tom Petty's a young man.
Yeah.
No.
Of what you cry?
Of what?
Yeah. Well, the hint is in the name. Tom Petty and the...
Heartbreakers.
Uh-huh. heart attack.
No, are you kidding me?
Irony aside, it's true.
You are not pulling my leg.
You know what is? You know what this means?
What?
We're gonna miss his annual Tom Petty footed pajama party.
I love his pajama parties.
Our listeners, you would love this. You'll never get an invitation. Well, now he's dead. Tom. But every year in Sun Valley, after the celebrity dopes on the slopes event, which we MC every year, it's a fantastic.
great event. If you ski, if you love celebrities,
he has this amazing Tom Petty footed pajama party. We go to. We never miss it.
We have the Korean Bob Mack. He designs us something custom every year.
Yeah, the matching. I love it.
Oh, the cute. Oh, I am.
And
just
always the footed pajama.
Always,
he loves the footed pajama.
Little known fact.
Yeah, Tom Petty's foot.
Very, very sensitive feet, and didn't like to look at other people's feet. You know, and I can't blame him.
I almost feel like that maybe that was the cause of his death. I wonder if anybody is looking into that.
Did they tickle or something?
Was someone trying to tickle his foot, and his poor heart just burst open?
Oh, isn't that a crying shame?
He was a soulful man who made beautiful
music.
Yes,
he did. I love his
and
music.
And he knew how to throw a great party.
And he was a great performer, a great live performer.
Oh,
terrific.
My God. He was just so wonderful. So many songs I can't even talk about. Oh, I'm going to miss
him. I love his duets. Him. Oh, that's breaking
anyway,
my heart.
Also,
too.
Hugh Hefner died, but
no, thank you.
Not touching it.
Not a fan.
Wish he
not
didn't.
A fan. Sure, wish he didn't, but not a fan.
Oh.
Okay, and now it's time for the nut of the night.
I can't wait.
We had to skip ahead, Chris Austin, because we don't have anybody to touch to do our segment.
How unusual for a guest to walk out on.
Men, yes. Guests, no.
Yeah. A all guest right. Man.
Okay, I've got a package here. Look at this beautifully gift-wrapped package. She wrapped it in this beautiful, like, mylar. Like, it's a red, white, and blue mylar.
It looks bonafide.
I'm going to tear it open. Okay. Oh, look at this. This is from, look at the package, from Jacqueline in Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
I am getting excited
Thank
already.
You, Jacqueline. Jacqueline has sent us nuts, and you may do so as well. If you'd like to send us nuts, you can send them to Ann and Nancy Filson at 19429 Vashon Highway Southwest, Vashon, Washington, 98070. As Jacqueline in Fort Bragg, North Carolina did, she sent us roasted and shelled chestnuts ready to eat by Natural Gut. 100% organic, cholesterol
free. Wow, she went all out.
Look at this.
Oh, good.
Natural garden chestnuts are sweet, glutinous, rich in aminal and minerals such as calcium, selenium, iron, magnesium, and more. This sounds delightful. I'm going to tear open the package
right now.
While
you do, I'm going to read one of these because it's required.
Oh, good.
Oh, right. Oh, now look at this.
Oh, they
DR Design.
Kind of smell like cat
by
food.
By Deborah Riley. DR Design Studio, your Vashon Island Architectural Design Service, specializing in green design solutions for new homes and remodels. Serving Vashon for nearly 20 years, you can find this lovely lady at www.drdesignstudio.com.
Thank you.
Never.biz.
Do another.
And remember, we are listening to The Voice of Vashon at 101.9 and streaming live at voiceofvashon.org. Oh, here's another
KVSH.
One. Oh, I've done this one before.
KVSH.
Oh, I love this one. Minglement. Is this really a thing?
I don't know.
Well, I'm about to read. It says it's approved. Support is provided by Minglement since 1972.
Wow.
Vashon Island's original resource for the conscious consumer.
It's a
natural marketplace where owners, staff, and customers alike embrace the importance of natural, organic, and non-GMO food and products. Carrying a full selection. This is long. I just have to get my strawberry vodka.
I wonder if they carry the roasted chestnuts.
Carrying a full selection of organic groceries, produce, prepared foods, supplements, tinctures, gifts, book teas, spices, and herbs. Conveniently located at Center, where the town of Vashon originated.
Center. It's Center.
Can you write that down or have
Center.
Jeff, are you listening? I'm sure he's listening to our show. He's probably not taking a bubble bath. I want you to write
what
that down
it?
For next time to talk
Center.
To Jim Marsh. What is Center? What do they call going to Tacoma? And where can you get cocaine?
Okay.
On the island.
All right,
done.
Here's our nut of the night. Roasted shelled chestnuts. Smell it.
Oh,
because it, first of all,
they're moist.
Damp.
They look very moist.
It's very damp. Doesn't it smell a little bit like cat food?
Are you going to eat this?
I'm going to try it.
I'll wait for you to.
Oh, actually, I like it.
It's very unusual. It's like a water chestnut, but falls apart before the
well,
crunch.
Maybe that's why they call it a water chestnut, because it's a
oh,
chestnut.
Oh, my God.
It's not at all like a nut texture. It's not crunchy.
It's very moist looking, though.
It's soft, almost like canned pumpkin.
You know what it reminds me of?
What?
The time we emceed the film festival in Wyoming at the, you know what
oh,
I'm about to say?
Sure.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
That's what it looks like. Very little ones. it's not bad. Chris, you want a chestnut? Chris says, no thanks.
Oh, he's passing on everything
tonight.
Well, thank
you, Jacqueline and Fort Bragg.
Thank you. Oh, we should also thank our dry. New sponsor.
A welcome to another new sponsor. Stiff and Sure. Want to feel confident? You coiffure? Is that how you say that?
You know what? We should ask Deborah Dartel.
Oh, darn it. She left.
Damn it.
Want to feel confident? Your coiffure is in its rightful place from the boardroom to the bedroom for up to 72 hours.
Wow.
Be sure with Stiff and Sure. It's as easy as pie. Just tightly cover your airways and spray. Set it and forget it. Plus, try their new line of nail polish, hard and fast. You won't believe the difference.
I don't believe it already.
You're listening to the broadcast on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9. Now, thank you.
Thank you, Chris Austin.
Oh, Chris is good at the musical cues.
It's because he's not drinking like we are.
He's very good. Okay, time for our write-in segment where people write in about problems they've got. I got a mouthful of chestnut. Where can they get to us if they want to, sis?
That's what she said.
Send us an email.
At T-I-T-S at famousfilsonsisters.com.
It's an acronym very memorable. For the identical twin sisters. You can also message us on Instagram, Famous Filson Sisters there. Facebook, Famous Filson Sisters, etc.
Give Jeff a shout out.
Jeff wants to put us on the Snapchat. And I said, I don't know. I don't understand it. So forget it.
I mean, we're youthful, but what's the point?
We're not kids. We're ladies of a certain age.
No.
Okay, here's our letter today.
I can't
now,
wait.
This is interesting. This one came to us by mail, not by email, which is fun. Dear Anne and Nancy, I consider myself a kind and generous person. I hold the door open for people. I say bless you when someone sneezes.
Nice.
And I tip waiters and waitresses well when they've earned it. But am I really expected to tip the barista who pours my coffee at Starbucks? Or the guy who hands me my Chinese takeout order? What the crud? Everybody has a tip jar these days, and I don't like it. Signed, tipped out in Tenino.
Hmm.
Interesting.
All right. Discuss.
Okay. This is something I've thought about. Well, I thought about this a lot because, you know, I love to tip. I love to tip generously. Money is not an issue.
Never.
So I like to.
We're very, 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 very rich and we'll probably die that way.
But a lot of times these days, you know, people have the little square. They have you pay on an iPad.
Well, you just pass by them with your purse and it seems like they got your money right out of your purse without even opening it.
And then they turn it to you to sign and it says, tip, 15%, 25%.
Yeah. How about
25%?
This 25%? How about this one?
Are you kidding
me? How about, okay, good. Very good. Great.
Yeah, what about not so good?
How about I think I found a hair in there.
How about this is takeout? How about you're lucky to get $3?
Do you
15% is the minimum?
Cab driver? Do you tip a cab driver?
I do. I do tip a cab, but I don't ride in cabs. So it's really not an issue. I don't
you
tip.
You also
I don't
never
tip
pay
driver.
For anything. So I think that's
well,
funny.
Well, that's true.
We've never had
I
to pay
have
for
cash.
Anything.
I just say to Jeff or the driver, whoever we're with, I say, tip him.
You know what I say? Here's your tip. Don't make toast in the bathtub.
It's a bad idea. It's a bad idea.
I wish we had our guest here to find out what a real
Chris,
live
do you have an opinion on this?
He doesn't have a microphone.
He does. He
Zero.
Says no. He has no opinion.
He's ready to go home.
Do you remember this opening scene of Reservoir Dogs?
Clearly.
With that cutie patootie with the funny face. And he's saying he doesn't tip at all. He doesn't believe in it. Now, I don't think that's right. Because these people rely
Look,
on the
it
tips.
Should be merit-based. You do a good job. You
but,
get paid for
but
your
what
job.
Kind of but job deserves a tip?
But they're already getting paid. That's
Does
the
every
thing.
Job deserve a tip?
So many people in the service industry rely on this tip business.
A waiter, waitress, sure.
Do you remember we had a guest on, Lee, from the Bramble House?
Leah Bardeen.
Leah Lira. Leah Lira. I was get the whole thing
Great
in there.
Great name. Great
now,
name.
Now, they don't have a tip.
Tell me.
In the bill, because they already pay.
No tipping.
Yeah. They already pay the staff well and above all that dang doodle, you know, 10, 11 bucks an hour.
Okay,
and
now
so
that's
it's already
interesting.
And they're all expected to do a great job. Get the
do
you
your
know,
job.
Take the order. Get me a nice drink. Be pleasant, but don't hover.
Mm-hmm.
Bring the food out. Don't spill anything on me.
Yeah.
Show up when I'm just imagining that I'm ready for dessert.
Do it. Be ready.
Yeah.
Be alert.
I love that.
Now, who do we not
smile.
Tip, but maybe we oughta? Who does not get a dentist?
My gynecologist.
Chris has an opinion. Chris. Dentist.
Oh.
Oh, you.
Oh.
He thinks he ought to be tipped.
I see.
Do you know what I think a nice tip is? And I used to always do this. Maybe I'll bring it back. I would always tip my hairdresser, my manicurist, my waxer. At Christmas time, I bring them a pecan roll. You know, the pecan roll that you can get at Bartel Drug.
The Christmas log.
I think it's very nice. Chris, look out. There's going to be a pecan log in your
But how about medical professionals? Mailbox. You were like, oh, you were exceptionally gentle today during the mammogram or during my annual.
It doesn't seem right, but why? Why? It's arbitrary. Plenty. It's arbitrary.
But isn't it when someone's supposed to bring you your food or drive you around town to a location, destination that you've already factored in?
What is the implication here? That I can afford to have people serve me, so I should be paying, I should be giving them a little extra? Is that the implication? The doorman?
But see, there's an expectation they'd already do a good job, right?
Well, I should
think so. They should just
do
a good job in the first place. Yeah. Do you give money to a librarian? You know, they're not paid a whole lot. How about a teacher?
Well,
they're making buckus.
They're making nothing.
Yeah. They
cracker crumbs.
They raise the kids for some of these people. They teach them how to read and how to do the math.
Sickening.
Did they get a big like bonus at the end of the year from the parents?
Do they?
Negative.
I guess we haven't really figured it out. We got to rethink this. But if I go to a coffee shop and I walk up and I say, I want a coffee, and the barista says, okay, it's going to cost you $19, which it does sometimes. And I think, come on. Am
really
I really
going
to give 20% on top of that?
Another $6, $7, $8. I'm not good at math, but
he didn't
come
to my table. He didn't come to my car and roller skates, which I wish they bring that back. I loved that.
I do love that. There's burger joints
that
like that.
So much fun. So much fun.
I don't know. I think we're a little on the fence like this, but both you and I expect people to do a good old-fashioned American job. Do your job already.
Thank you, Tips Out and Tonino. Great question.
It really got me going.
Listen.
Where are we now? We had to cut a few things out. I'm sorry, people, because our guest, you know, she basically cut out.
She had double booked herself.
Yeah, that is
what hairdressers
do. Go visit with the Hive. She thinks she's getting tips.
The Hive at the Village.
I would have loved to have heard about this.
I know. I would like to have a do our hair one of these days. We're very, very committed to our gal who does our hair. What's her name? We've had her for 17 years.
Ernestine.
Is it?
Is it?
Is it? Is that right?
Ernesto. First, it was Ernesto, and then he turned it into Ernestine.
That does sound right.
Or was it Ernestine into Ernesto? Anyway, we're very open. We just can't recall their name.
Well, this has been a fun show. Different.
Very different.
A different vibe.
That's all right. We could probably chat all night, but, you know,
we certainly gotta get going. We certainly could. Well, it has been lovely to be with you people here tonight on Voice of Vashon.
101.9. We want to thank our charming guest, Deborah Dartel. You can find her at that Hive.
Yeah. And we'd like to thank our charming yet silent, and I'm not faulting him for it. I like my men.
I don't mind it.
A delightful engineer, Chris Austin. He's got a couple shows. You can hear him on the Morning Scramble a couple days a week. Nope, he says no.
That's okay. He'll send
the Mostly True Radio Show.
The Mostly True Radio Show.
I don't even know if he's telling the truth right
and
now.
And Dove Speaks.
Dove Speaks?
Yeah.
I don't know about this show. Tell us about it.
It's Wednesday at noon. We took a little hiatus, but we're having a live show starting this week.
And Dove, what is that about?
Like the bird?
Like the chocolate?
Yes. It's the Dove Bar Twin Sisters.
I don't mind
Is that,
that.
So? Well.
I'm a little jealous. That's cool.
The Dove Project. Thank you.
The Dove Project.
Whoa. We've heard about the lovely people.
Domestic violence support, that kind of
thing. Exactly.
Outreach, yeah.
And you're part of this organization.
Yes. You know what? They should get a tip.
They should.
They should get a tip.
All right. Anyway, we're going to see you next month right here at the Voice of Vashon 101.9 VSH.
The first Monday.
At the broadcast.
The broadcast.
We hate to say goodbye.
But we gotta. So keep it real, Vashon.
Goodbye and stay beautiful. You have a script there. Use it. Or just keep on doing what you're doing.
Goodbye, everybody. God bless.